All right, thank you all for coming back. I'm real surprised that when he came back, but moving on to item number 11, I need to get approval to appoint Elmore. How do you say his last name?
Unbeyond.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time. For the 911 board representing the city of Goodwin. Not hearing any motion, that appointment dies. Moving on to old business. Item number one is approving appropriation of $1,500 to volunteer connections of Central Alabama, Maxwell. Got anything else to bring to us today?
No more than the facts, excuse me. I am now volunteering down here at Rockwell's office, and we still don't have internet, we don't have computers. We right here in this church right across the street there. And that's basically what we was asking for the $1,500 for, is to get, you know, at least one laptop to go in that particular office so that paperwork from the citizens of Coosa County will not have to be transported from Rockford to Alex City and brought back to Rockford. So we ask that you approve that appropriation.
Anybody else have any questions or concerns?
No, I don't, but I think we should try to help out since, you know, there's really good need for us. And even though we did work with the extension office, that was something before after her asked us, I think we should, we need to.
Well, that being said, can I get a motion to approve the appropriation of $1,500 to volunteer connections of Central Alabama?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes and a second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to staff reports, Administrator.
None.
Attorney?
No, sir.
EMA?
Nothing further.
EMS?
We have 45 calls for service in January. It's a little slow, but.
How many transports?
23.
What about your staffing?
Staffing is set, I'm full.
Good.
Staffing.
Good.
So we're good there.
Anything on courthouse maintenance?
No, they're replacing the,
That broke in.
Unit that the van hit today.
Taya, you got anything?
Just the fact that, we're about, things were about 11 o'clock, like a little spot, a few little patches and things, but, and then also the bridge on 75, we got one layer of the front mix down, so.
You know when they're gonna plan to do the next, are they talking this week?
Not really.
I won't swear, that's, that'll be the case, but we're getting close.
Did you see where the fire truck wrecked on, 49, 41? Between we got the bridge and metal fiber, fire truck wrecked Sunday. It's a pretty good hunk of asphalt and ripped up on the shoulder. I might want to check that out. That was a problem. It's encroaching the white line, probably a foot, maybe. It's a pretty good chunk he ripped up when he rolled over. Nothing from IT. Sheldon, you got anything on safety?
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon, you got anything on safety?
Where your speed, I don't want your speed, but you could flip over in the middle of the road.
Any discussion out of the commissioners?
Yes, we do have an IHOPE project workshop on February the 17th at the Goodwater School lunchroom. This is the project that originated through one of the plans for CUSA. So I'm asking if everybody could kind of reach out and help in that area with healthy cooking, healthy eating for that area. So if you have time at 12 o'clock, noon, February the 17th, she will be hosting a project there. That's Regina with the 4-H.
And it's open to everybody?
It's open to everyone, and it's awesome. It helps elders, I mean, the seniors, anyone that wants to come. It's a good program that has been presented to the county.
Do you have to pre-register or anything?
No, you do not. And she does a great and outstanding job, Regina Meadows, with the extension.
Anyone have anything else?
Ms. Brooks, can you repeat what not the whole thing, but what type of class, seminar?
Wait a minute, it's a workshop for healthy cooking, healthy eating for the IHOPE project that pretty much was started way back when I did the plan for ACCA.
Sorry,
so it's a good project too.
Good to hear.
Yes, it's really good. And she does it on a monthly basis.
That being said, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I think.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner Davis, all in favor.